Proclamation number 8341, dated the November 28, 1962. Introduction to spiritual knowledge. I want to give people an easily comprehensible instruction. I want to enlighten them in the simplest possible way if they are still entirely without knowledge but willing to accept a correct explanation. You humans can imagine that I did not create you as you are, for you can detect many shortcomings in people, and if you spend some thought on it, it will seem doubtful to you that the most perfect being, which you call God, should have created such an imperfect human race. But since you, as well as all visible works of creation surrounding you, could not have been able to create yourselves, there must have been a power at work, in which you are expected to believe. A God has to exist, a creator of everything you can perceive, including yourselves. Thus this creator is supremely perfect, and you can procure numerous evidence of this in earthly life. He created you humans too, but not in the state you find yourselves in at present. Rather, you emerged from him in a supremely perfect state. You are products of the absolutely perfect creative power, which is an intelligent entity, just like you but of highest perfection. Therefore you were perfectly created but did not remain perfect because you possessed free will which was able to evolve in any direction and therefore was also able to relinquish all perfection and change into the opposite. And this is what you have done. You left the Father's house. You distanced yourselves from your God and Creator. You rejected His fatherly love and became unhappy creatures, because it requires God's unlimited love in order to be happy. My love, however, is infinite and also follows you into the abyss, to which you aspired of your own free will. My love wants to achieve your return to me one day and therefore won't leave you in your wretched state but will help you to ascend from the abyss again. It will help you to return from the realm of darkness into the kingdom of light again and regain your former state of bliss, because love always wants to please, and so my love will not lessen until you have completed the path of return to me. And your existence as human beings on this earth is a very short stage on the path of return to me. You have the gift of reason, you possess free will and intellect, you are able to think, feel and want and therefore can also conduct yourselves accordingly. And if you think and want correctly then your thoughts and intentions will always be based on love. Love will determine your thinking and wanting because a correctly directed will allows itself to be determined by me myself into activities of love and because the activity of love is the same as approaching me, who is eternal love itself, because it is the same as transforming your imperfect nature into the original being which it once came forth from me in utter perfection. Thus you humans on earth only have the one task of living a life of love. In doing so you fulfill the purpose of your earthly life which connects you with the eternal love again and thereby enables the eternal love to make you abundantly happy and you will become blissful again as you were in the beginning. This is the only goal you should endeavor towards reaching on earth. And in order for you to do so you will be taught by me myself through the voice of conscience, through the voice of the spirit, the spark which glows within every human heart and only needs to be kindled through kind-hearted activity in order to tell you humans what you should or should not do, and which will stimulate you into more and more loving actions. Love is the fundamental substance of your nature. And if you want to be and remain perfect you also have to be completely permeated by love. If, however, you neglect love you will remain imperfect beings, and then you will belong to the generation which you can presently recognize all over the world, heartless, selfish people who only ever think of themselves and never take care of their neighbor who is suffering in adversity next to them. But a lack of love also means a lack of happiness. It means spiritual darkness, ignorance, weaknesses and a lack of freedom. For then the human being will not recognize his God and Creator either, and he will not take the path to him. Yet only through a union with me can the being regain beatitude. And for the sake of this union with me you are living on earth. You ought to achieve your perfection again which you once renounced of your own free will. You ought to change yourselves into love again which had been your fundamental substance, and with this change you will also establish unification with me. You will be allowed to give love and receive unlimited love yourselves. You will be able to enter into a true life which lasts forever, and you will be perfect and therefore also infinitely happy. Amen.